Food is a commodity. It wasn't always thought of or classified that way. Initially, food was an essential means of survival. Prehistoric life as hunter-gatherers was difficult and uncertain. Early humans literally lived off the land, but mostly based on what they found in nature, such as fruits, seeds, and roots. These communities were small and consisted of mostly tribal relations. Food gathering was a collective effort, and meat from killed wildlife was shared among the group members. Eventually, some nomadic foragers found enough wild seeds in one place to settle down and work the land to feed themselves. Surplus from harvests could support more people, thus it allowed local populations to increase in numbers over time. No longer having the need to be nomadic, emergent agrarian societies built permanent housing, acquired more extensive chattel, stored seeds and grain, and raised livestock. Thiele, 2013. This cultural transition occurred around 10,000 years ago and was the beginning of agriculture, settlements, and the growth of human populations. The taming of the land and the domestication of animals for food were significant advances in human progress and led to markets and trade. As some groups had crops and animals that others didn't, it was mutually beneficial to trade items that you have for ones you don't have. Divisions of labor between men and women and specialized craft skills helped to create a system of value exchange that eventually led to the production of currency as a method of regulating material exchanges and monitoring the flow of resources, goods, and services. Over time, economics and finance became integrated into the growing and selling of food, and the mechanization of the Industrial Revolution allowed farming to expand land acreage and vastly increase yields. Soon the factory era mass-produced food products for an ever-growing population, and the establishment of companies that bought, processed, packaged, branded, and sold their foodstuffs as commodities to an eager consumer market.